Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 20th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, yeah, you know, it's getting the warm spells are getting shorter and the cold spells are getting longer. The trees are starting to turn. It's autumn. Dang it. I love autumn, but I know what follows autumn. And I don't like winter. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it before, but I don't like winter. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. School district to begin random drug testing high school students, and we'll get into that in a moment.
Listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, school district to begin randomly drug testing high school students. This is from Anti-Media, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A school district in Clark County, Indiana, will soon be randomly drug testing students who want to participate in extracurricular activities like sports and band and driving to school. Henryville High School, I wish it would have been someone, it could have been Stephenville or any, Henryville. Henryville High School and Borden High School will randomly select 10 students each quarter and test them for 10 drugs that teenagers are most likely to use, local ABC 13 reported. What's wrong with these people? Oh, this is them standing back saying, you have no rights. We do not recognize your Bill of Rights. You are state property. You're a property of the federal corporation and the state corporations, and we will do with you as we please. And there's really nothing you can say about it. If students test positive, they will be ineligible for. See, they're even. Acting like a little, creating their own little courts, aren't they? Their own little admiralty courts at the lowest levels at the goddamn school. How about this? Yeah, we don't fund the schools no more. We don't fund anything that violates the Bill of Rights. In fact, I think in the original Constitution, back in that day, if anybody would have tried to fund something of this nature that violated rights like this, they'd have been taken out and hung. If students test positive, they will be ineligible for one-third of scheduled extracurricular activities after the first offense. So they're talking about offenses. They're running right down to the local goddamn level. Oh, we're an authority. We're a judicial authority because we can take judicial action against you. We can give you orders. We can enforce those orders. I don't think that's what that kid who crossed the Delaware and then marched to Trenton and stuck that pike in that fucking German mercenary. I don't think that's what he had in mind when he did it. After the third offense, the student will become ineligible for the rest of their high school career. Get your kids out of the, I mean, these are government goddamn indoctrination centers. They have nothing to do with education of any kind, except the kind for slaves. While some parents support the new policy and hope it will discourage students from bringing drugs to school. Yeah, there's some people out there that would support their own, well, you know, that's the way it was in Russia. There were some people that supported. I mean, I've read a lot of books on that era, and there were some people that were a part of it. I mean, if you watch the Czechists, you'll find out what happened to them. They became victims of their own stupidity, their own arrogance, their own craving for power over their fellow man. While some parents support the new policy and hope it will discourage students from bringing drugs to school, others like Lance Leach feel it is too evasive. No, see, this is just like the gun thing. Any time they start talking about our rights, they'll start throwing in an argument that hasn't a goddamn thing to do with it. You can't do it because it's unlawful. It is a violation of our people's Bill of Rights. It is outside the common law, which is the only jurisdiction that can be enacted upon an American national. That's why. Not because it's too evasive. It is illegal. There has to be a reason. And you have to talk to a parent beforehand. No, 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 no. The only person that can take a kid for a medical procedure, a child, I'm not going to call them kids, but the only person that can take their child for a medical procedure or consent to it is the parent. Unless they're corporate property and they're just a part of a three-way contract where the controller of the contract is the state or federal governments. There has to be a reason, and you have to talk to the parents beforehand. He said, "You're a stupid son of a bitch, Lance. I hope you walk in front of a bus or something, being so stupid as you are, like suspicious behavior, or they got caught doing something. Then maybe not just random drug testing. See, this is their goddamn argument against something that cannot be. That is a blatant, it is treachery. This is tyranny in its truest form. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union Communist Incorporated, agrees. The Civil Liberties Organization has long fought against drug testing in schools. In 1998, the organization attempted to challenge drug testing for after-school activities in Indiana schools, but the Supreme Court refused to hear their arguments. You mean the Supreme Court of the corporate state, the unlawful court, the subversive court that cannot exist? All of these people have committed sedition against our people, our true Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. That's who they are. This is rule by thuggery. This is international corporate mafia Zionist rule, period. The following year, they challenged an Oklahoma school district, arguing in the case that the after-school activities were directly linked with coursework throughout the normal day. I mean, see the kind of arguments they're making? I mean, if you're going to argue this, you just can't fucking do it. You don't have the authority. You never could have the authority. Any authority you are claiming is usurped, and it is an act of sedition against the people, and you can be hung for it, you son of a bitch. And that drug testing infringed on students' right to a public education. A right to a public education. Now, boy, they sure do know their Bill of Rights, don't they? right to a public education, as well as the Fourth Amendment protection against illegal search and seizure. Do you think so? Do you think? See, which gets thrown in last? You know, throw that in there last. And that Fourth Amendment thing. No, that Fourth Amendment, that's absolute fucking law, and this is an absolute violation of it. And prima facie. There is no arguing about it. There are no arguments. You just can't fucking do it. Where were we here? Illegal search and seizure. The New York Times reported at the time. In 2002, however, the Supreme Court for the Federal Capital U United Capital S States Incorporated, which cannot exist, which is a usurpation of the people's authority that has just declared themselves rulers over the people with zero authority. They are usurpers of the people's authority. Supreme Court ruled without jurisdiction, without any authority, it was constitutional for schools to drug test students participating in extracurricular activities because it was an effective method for deterring drug use. Oh, really? That's solid law. Well, I guess if torture gets the information you need, well, that's constitutional too. So long as the desired effect for the corporate son of a bitch that's enacting the policy is accomplished, well, it's an effective method for deterring drug use. This assessment turned out to be untrue. And see, this is how they're going to argue some more here. Instead of just you flat ass can't do it. You are an illegal goddamn rogue occupational government. That's all the fuck you are. You have no authority over we the people. And piss on these people who allow their children to be abused like this. Because this is abuse. The Washington Post examined one 2013 student that looked at 14 years of data, data on student drug use and found that school drug testing was associated with moderately lower marijuana use, but increased use of other more dangerous illicit drugs. That's irrelevant. See, that's what they do. They invoke this corporate policy in direct violation of your Bill of Rights, and then they make these little arguments within the policy of why it's constitutional because it deters drugs. But you have no right to tell people, where did you ever get the authority to tell people they could or could not do drugs? You don't have it. Government never had the authority to tell anybody they could do anything. And not an American national. American national stands apart from that goddamn government. That government has no authority over any American national. I can do anything I want so long as I'm not violating the rights of another American national. I live in the common law. You're over there, my servants, in a military capacity, and you were hired to protect my private rights, you sons of bitches. Another study found drug testing was not associated with changes in substance use. See, this is the argument, instead of, like I said, and this is what most people would talk about. When they go to talk about this around the water fountain at work or whatever, and get, yeah, it just really, it don't really do no good in this way. Some of people say, it'll be a waste of our money. Instead of just sitting there going, God damn, this is a blatant violation of our rights. We can't allow nobody to step up and say they have this kind of authority over us. We can't. Well, you know, it's like that vote. I've been thinking about this whole consent, this whole consent thing. You know what? They have no consent. They cannot, by the law, they cannot have any consent. This ruling class who have declared themselves as such, they do not have the consent of the governed. They cannot have the consent of the governed because the people have been removed of the capacity to grant consent. It's like getting consent from a subject. You know, we are called subject. I mean, they try to reduce us to subject. It was unlawful. It was a violation. They're all guilty of sedition and treason against the United States, but they try to call us subjects in the 14th Amendment. A subject doesn't get to say yes or no. A subject does what they're told or they are punished. Don't you see the difference? So how can you, you cannot give consent if you don't have the authority to take away that consent. And that's when they claim, when they enacted their illegal emergency acts like the Emergency War Powers Act and Trading with the Enemies Act, when they enacted all that bullshit, when Lincoln first declared martial law. Now see, Lincoln could declare martial law within the government, but they had no goddamn authority out here over the people. Oh, I'm declaring martial law over the people. You do not have the authority, son of a bitch. Can you read? The 9th article to the People's Bill of Rights says no such authority can ever exist. That's how we stay free. But of course, like I said, if this is, things like this, when it's going to be argued, it's just like when they start piss testing people for a job. No, you just can't fucking do it. You do not have, corporate son of a bitch, you do not have the authority. You cannot. You would have to, I mean, in order to get some kind of evidence that you wanted to use for a purpose, you better be a damage you can show. And there better be probable cause to believe that, you're going to have to sign some affidavit saying that you're going to end that piss, exactly what you're going to find. And if you don't find it, then I get to come and take everything you got for making me piss without cause. That's how that's supposed to work. And there's no way a corporation could do it anyway. Once you incorporate, you become an agent of the state. And the only way you can come at me is in your private capacity as an American national. Because I live in the common law that I am absolutely guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. Another study found drug testing was not associated with changes in substance use. Over the years, a number of other experts have expressed their opposition to the practice over legal concerns and the sheer fact that it doesn't work. The ACLU has cited the American Academy of Pediatrics, while other doctors have also expressed skepticism. I don't give a fuck what they think. I don't want Gary, what any of these collectives working under the license of the state, making them state agents. I don't give a fuck what none of the state agents say. They have no authority. That is the point. And that is the point you ain't going to hear argued, because then you'd have to start talking about that Bill of Rights and the fact that this country has been run under treachery and treason since 1868. In direct violation of the law. And the people we have the right to dig up their bones and hang the sons of bitches that did it in the first place. The ACLU has cited the American Academy of Pediatrics, while other doctors have expressed skepticism. Yeah, the doctors, they have some kind of, I see it in the Bill of Rights where, and doctors will have extra authority over everybody, and they will have jurisdiction over people, over the American nationals. Without any due process of the law, just because they're doctors and they're licensed by the state. Horseshit. Nevertheless, in 2015, nearly 1 in 5 public schools had drug testing policies in place. People, you gotta get, I don't give a shit. I don't know how, so maybe you're too fucking dumb to educate your own children, but you take your children to these goddamn places, man, you're acquiescing to God, to being property. That's what you're doing. A nationally represented survey of 1,300 school districts found that among the districts with drug testing programs, 28% randomly tested all students, not just ones participating in after school. See, that's what they make this some kind of other argument other than you just can't fucking do it. You do not have the jurisdiction or authority, period. Never had it, never can have it. We got the right to shoot you if you try to do this because you are attacking us without authority. You're just another fucking thug on the street. Trump official wants students prosecuted for Israel protests. Wonder where this would fall in the Bill of Rights, people. In the common law that we're guaranteed, each and every one of us, as a part of our state that we are born with. This is from the electronic Intifada, I guess it says. Sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Trump administration's top civil rights enforcer, right, top civil, see, that's what they try to replace your Bill of Rights with civil rights. See, a civil rights granted by a government. There is no government over us to grant us shit. We grant them a little bit of power to protect our right to be sure that nobody ever governed over us or had the capacity to offer privilege to anybody. Civil rights enforcer at the U.S. Department of Education wanted students who did nothing but hold a noisy protest in support of Palestinian rights to be criminally prosecuted. Let me see now. Which one of that bill? There's probably another argument in here that has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, I'm sure. But I think that first article gives me the right to say any fucking thing I want. I mean, you know, it started with the political correctness, and when they started doing it, like I said, the churches were the first ones to fucking sell us out and to turn our kids over to the states. You know, even you and I was thinking about it because there was a question about what an estate was. And look what happens here, people. You got the church. They sell out to the government. They make it a commercial, they take what was a religious ceremony and make it a commercial contract with the state as the third party. Now, we've been, you know, we all know how they, you know, kill us when we're born and then create that birth certificate, which is traded as a stock on the stock market, every day. Your birth certificate is traded. That is your estate. That is your wealth. But think about how they did it. They go and they tell your mother and your father that they have to enter into this three-way contract, right? And then they create you. So the creation of you is you're born, you're born to you, your mom, and the state. I mean, your dad, your mom, and the state. Then they kill you on paper and create a death certificate, which they call a birth certificate. Neither parent's going to claim that the kid's alive. It's in their hands. Neither parent is going to claim the estate of that child, which is their portion of the wealth of this country. So who claims it? Oh, that third party, the state. They grab the wealth of that person for the rest of their lives. They're part of the wealth of this nation, and they just we're the third party. And of course, it's all illegal because it violates the Bill of Rights. And the Ninth Article says they can never create any such apparatus, but they have done it. This is why we have to kill their fucking asses. This is why they have to be prosecuted. They have to be hung. They have to be quartered. They have to be taught to never try shit like this on us again. Kenneth Marcus was captured on camera during a September 2016 meeting with an undercover reporter working on Al Jazeera's explosive documentary about the U.S. Israel lobby. And that's a capital U and a capital S. That's for the United States Incorporated. Not to be confused with the little U, United Big S States of the America that we are all nationals of. Free nationals under the common law. The documentary has never been broadcast due to censorship by Qatar, which funds Al Jazeera following pressure from pro-Israel organizations. Foreigners running your goddamn country. Foreigners coming in and taking your goddamn wealth of your nation. Taking everything. Taking control of your life. Taking your fucking children. They take anything they want because you won't stop them. It talks about the above video. There's a video with this if you want to go watch it. The above video obtained by the Electronic Infedida or Intifada is the latest excerpt to leak from the documentary. It shows Marcus speaking to the undercover reporter. At the time, Marcus was director of the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights Under Law, an Israeli lobby group unaffiliated with Brandeis University. The Brandeis Center specializes in lawfare, the use of legal proceedings to harass and silence Israel's critics. You think lawfare fits in the Bill of Rights anywhere in the common law? You think you could exercise lawfare on somebody who was under the protection of the Bill of Rights and could prosecute your ass in the common law for doing it? Do you think? Because I don't think they could. In that role, Marcus spearheaded the Israeli lobby strategy of filing complaints to the Department of Education under Title VI, incorporated law, which has nothing to do. Nothing to do with us. It has no effect on us. It has no jurisdiction over us as free nationals. Of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, claiming that universities failed to protect Jewish students by not cracking down on Palestinian solidarity activism. And the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the people in the South, they had their rights. Huh. All they had to do was enforce that Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights would have took care of it. No, you're going to have these special rights. It's going to be for a class of people, because this country is supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And we're going to start creating class rights. Class rights. That is communism. The Civil Rights Act, it acts for a class. A class can't take me into a court unless you create a court that is illegal under the Bill of Rights, because it violates the Ninth Article, because it dispels of the procedural due process guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. You don't have to have a specific act. It's just, these people here, that bunch of people, we feel they're kind of being mistreated, so they're going to sue this bunch of people. They're going to sue the corporate government. Corporate government's going to take the money from you. It's just like these cops killing our people out on the streets, these goddamn union murderers. We're going to kill that person, and then we're going to go over here, and we have to answer to the union. But if there are any lawsuits, the corporation has to pay for it, because the corporation is the one that hired the union. And the corporation just takes the money from you and I, from our estates, that they've stolen through their illegal intergovernmental contracting. A 1964 Civil Rights Act, claiming that universities failed to protect Jewish students by not cracking down on Palestinian solidarity activism. Bring that into a common law court. It can't be brought into a common law court. The only authority over an American national has to be through a common law court. This is all a rogue. This is a rogue occupational, totalitarian, military, Zionist dictatorship, period. And we don't have to put up with it, because we're the largest army on planet Earth. We outnumber them thousands to one. And we're sitting here armed, and day after day we read this, and like I said, we'll find an argument here in just a minute. What we're going to talk about around the candy machine at the office, okay? We'll find out how we're going to discuss this. Well, I don't know, like this way, that don't seem quite fair. And instead of just saying, you fucking can't do it. You are acting as a rogue. You're acting as an enemy combatant against the Bill of Rights that you were sworn. That's why you were created, was to protect it, to protect the people's right to live free under their Bill of Rights, under the common law, you sons of bitches. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll pick it up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Scribbled on your sign, headline New York Times. edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. In God we trust or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time in. Of course, that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. Shit, fuck, man, this should have been a long time ago, guys. I mean, this every day, this is just completely outrageous. It's unbearable. Our forefathers rose up against a king of the mightiest army on the planet over a lot less than what we're enduring today. I'll tell you that right now. Let's see here. Okay, in that role, Marcus spearheaded Israel lobby's strategy. Okay, we did that. Okay, in June, Marcus was confirmed as director of the Office of Civil Rights at the U.S. Department of Education. Can't exist, can't exist, can't exist. No authority. This means he is now in charge of investigating alleged violations of civil rights law. It's a legislated law within the government. You can do things. I mean, the government could only work within the government. The powers they had for were only intergovernmental powers, never over the people. The only person, the only investigation there can be of an American national is through a common law grand jury, picked at random. That is the only way, lawful way. So all of this is unlawful. Let's see what they're going to say here. He has quickly fulfilled the worst fears of civil liberties defenders by reopening a bogus complaint against Reuters University made by the Zionist Organization of America. And how did these schools, you know, these places, you know, you're, like I said, that started out, that all the children when they were, you know, started school, and they were schooled in, they were in the churches. That's where the schools were. That's where my dad went to school when he went first on the church. It was built on his grandfather's property by his grandfather's own hands. How did they get in there? It was through the 501c3 joinder of the goddamn corporate churches with the goddamn government. That is what has allowed all of this. Never forget that. Never forget what they've done to you. University made by the Zionist Organizations of America. Zionism is an alternate system of law that is not sanctioned. In fact, it is repugnant to the idea of a republic with an emphasis of the rights of the individuals living with self-governance under the common law. A Zionist organization, Zionism, isn't that kind of foreign to us? Or are you trying to bring in a foreign law and exercise foreign laws in our sovereign nation? Look at that complaint was thrown out by the Office of Civil Rights in 2014 for lack of evidence. None of this can be occurring. This is usurpation. This is the declared overthrow. The complaint was thrown out. Marcus also informed the ZOA by letter that he has decided to enforce an official definition of anti-Semitism. He has decided. This is an elected, this is an illegally created corporate agency with zero authority over any American national in direct violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. But Marcus has also formed the ZO, but he has decided to enforce the official definition of anti-Semitism that conflates criticism of Israel and Zionism with Jewish bigotry. So we can't criticize a foreign state? We can't criticize a foreign system of government? I wonder how this would have went over back in 1968 when we were in Vietnam and they would the Russian organization said you can't criticize communism. Wonder how that would have went over. I mean, but like, you know, it's, you know, mass confusion, like the song just said, you know, live it, just keep them massively confused. We don't have to be confused. That Bill of Rights is simple and it is fucking violated to the letter. Every bit of it's violated. This is an illegal government. This is an illegal occupation. It is our duty as American nationals to rid ourselves of it. The move made without public discussion or congressional notice. Well, what the hell does that have to do even with their corporate Congress? Because you got to remember that too. Every bit of it's corporate. It is incorporated. It is not the big as states of America that you were guaranteed or that was ratified. This was nothing, shit wasn't ratified. Couldn't be. It couldn't even be written. 9th article said no such authorities could ever be created over the people. Could have a profoundly chilling effect on academic freedom and free speech. Fuck you. Just fuck you. How about that? Federal agency says it lost track of 1,488 migrant children. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Twice in less than a year, the federal government has lost track of nearly 1,500 migrant children. You know, no invaders. Because that 14th Amendment is fucking legal. It was made in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. ain't one word of it that is binding law to any American national, and they're taking our goddamn resources. They're telling us under the 14th Amendment, these kids that are, you know, if you're born here, you're just automatically a citizen. And a citizen has civil rights. Well, an American has goddamn rights under the Bill of Rights that are the supreme law of this land. And you are taking from us without due process of the law, and you're handing it over to foreigners. You're handing our country over to foreigners. You're handing our estates, everything that belongs to us, over to foreigners. You have no such authority, never had it, never will. And it's all fraud. And when this whole shit goes down, we're taking it all back. And everybody who participated is going to be tried and is going to get a rope stuck around their goddamn neck, and they're going to drop through the chute and shit themselves. That's all there is to it. The Health and Human Services Department recently told Senate staffers that that case managers could not find 1,488 children after they made follow-up calls to check on the safety, their safety from April through June. That number represents about 13% of all unaccompanied children the administration moved out of shelters and foster homes during that time. The agency first disclosed that it had lost track of 1,475 children last year as it came under fire at a Senate hearing in April. Lawmakers had asked HHS, another illegal agency, an unelected official, just son of a bitches running around pretending an authority over the people. Officials, how they had strengthened child protection policy since it came to light that the agency previously had rolled back safeguards meant to keep Central American children from ending up in the hands of human traffickers. Don't care about the American children that are being, I mean, kidnapped, you know, by the thousands every year and taken God knows where and done to what God knows what. The fact that HHS, which placed these unaccompanied minors with sponsors, doesn't know the whereabouts of nearly 1,500 of them, is very troubling. They don't, you know, how many have crossed the border? I mean, unaccompanied, anything, you know, these invaders. Oh, they can't even tell you how many they are because, well, how could they? They don't know. They can't even keep track of fucking 1,500 kids that they had track of in the beginning. Republican Senator Bob Portman of Ohio, the panel's chair, said Wednesday, many of these kids are vulnerable to trafficking and abuse, and to not take responsibility for their safety is unacceptable. Yeah, of course, I'm acceptable for every Honduran who fucks, for every El Salvadoran who fucks, for every goddamn Guatemalan who fucks and has a kid. I'm responsible, you see. I bring them up here because when you fucking make a kid, you bring it up here and it's my fucking responsibility, you see? But that doesn't work. That doesn't work under the Bill of Rights, does it? Because what you're doing is seizing a part of what's mine without a due process of the law. You can't provide. You never could provide. You never had no such authority, ever. HHS spokeswoman Kathleen Oakley disputed the notion that the children were lost. Their sponsors, who are usually parents or family members, and in all cases have been vetted for criminality and ability to provide for them, simply did not respond or could not be reached when this voluntary call was made, she said in a statement. Since October 2014, the federal government, now that's the federal government incorporated, the illegal federal government incorporated, has placed more than 150,000 unaccompanied minors with parents or other adult sponsors who are expected to care for the children and help them attend school while they seek legal status in immigration court. There ain't no goddamn immigration court. There's only one court. And these people all fall under the admiralty. And if they can't, they cross the goddamn, they just can't give our country away. Where this notion ever came from, well, we know where it came from. That's why that phony-ass Civil War was supposedly fought. But what you got to remember is, you know, the Union that won the war, that Bill of Rights, I mean, was what they're holding up the Bill of Rights is they're violating that son of a bitch. The first time when Lincoln declared martial law over the whole country. Over the whole fucking country. Zero authority. Direct violation of the Ninth Article. This is when it began. This is when the takeover, the stealing, the ripping off of your country began. Since October 2014, the federal government has placed more than 150,000 unaccompanied minors with parents or adult sponsors in immigration court. On Tuesday, members of a Senate subcommittee introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at requiring the agency to take responsibility for care of migrant children even when they are no longer in its custody. An Associated Press investigation found in 2016 that more than two dozen unaccompanied children had been sent to homes where they were sexually assaulted, starved, or forced to work for little or no pay. Well, they're trying to set a standard here. This corporate federal government trying to set a standard here because, man, once they can get it established that, you know, you can work little children, that's what they really want. They want the old days back. The robber barons. And then what the king wants his country back. He wants servants. He wants subjects. And he will have them. Unless we shoot their ass out of this country. At the time, many adult sponsors didn't undergo thorough background checks. Government officials rarely visited homes and in some cases had no idea that the sponsors had taken in several unrelated children, a possible sign of human trafficking. Jesus. This is stuff we should not even be talking about. This is stuff that should not even be in our world. Since then, HHS has boosted outreach to at-risk children deemed to need extra protection and last year offered post-placement services to about one-third of unaccompanied minors, according to the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Well, that sounds real. That sounds like a common law grand jury, doesn't it? But advocates say it is hard to know how many minors have maybe in dangerous conditions, in part because some disappear before social workers can follow up with them and never show up in court. From April to June, HHS has called 11,254 children the agency had placed with sponsors and found 25 of the children had run away. And 1,488 could not be located, according to the data provided to the subcommittee. Portman began investigating after a case in his home state of Ohio in which eight Guatemalan teens were placed with human Guatemalan teens, I mean MS-13. Maybe what we're talking about here is all those MS-13 gang members that they're releasing in your goddamn neighborhoods. Maybe that's the ones they can't. Maybe they'll find them when they hack your children up. With the machete. That's when they'll, oh yeah, well, goddamn, there he is. There's the little son of a bitch. Human traffickers and forced to work on egg farms under threats of death. Six people have been convicted and sentenced to federal prison for the participation in trafficking. Who created this fucking mess in this country, people? An illegal occupying government. That's who. An e-fucking legal occupying government that we outnumber thousands to ones. This is on us. The legislation comes as the Trump administration faces litigation over its family separation policy at the U.S.-Mexican border, which while it was in effect sent hundreds more children into HHS system of shelters and foster care. Some of those children since have been reunited with their families while others have been placed with sponsors. Oakley did not respond to questions regarding whether any of the children who the agency lost track of had been separated from their families before they were sent to live with sponsors. I wonder if they've reported on if any of them have hacked anybody up or, you know, killed anybody. That's a statistic. I wonder if they even checked that statistic to see how many of them became MS-13 gang members and killed somebody.
Good girl, lay down.
Yeah, good girl, lay down. That must be that. What kind of dog you got?
Two pit bulls.
Oh, good, good. Do they know what sick'em means?
You don't even have to tell them that.
Good deal, good deal. Oh. Oakley did not respond to questions regarding whether any of the children who the agency lost track of had been separated from their families or had killed anybody. The legislation is aimed at ensuring HHS does more to prevent abuse. This is more coming from my estate to take care of the fuckings going on down in Honduras and El Salvador and all these Central American countries. It's because it's my responsibility, you see. So it comes from my estate, from what's supposed to be for me and mine, that's supposed to be my children's inheritance. It's going to come for these sons of bitches. Get them out. You never had permission to bring them. You can't give our country away. You can't take it from us. You can't. The only way anything can be taken from an American national is through the common law court, and you can't even walk into one as a goddamn government official in any capacity other than a private capacity, and you better have your goddamn affidavit, and you better have a corpus delicti, you better have a goddamn true complaint with damages, or else I'll take everything you have. That's why the common. That's why the courts were the first thing to be removed. And the attorneys, remember the attorneys, oh, boy, everybody, man, I remember today. I got a good lawyer, man. You know how many times you heard that? I got a good lawyer. You're a dumbass is what you are. And what you got is somebody who's going to suck off you for something you something they created to suck off your fucking pocket. The legislation is aimed at ensuring HHS does more to prevent abuse, runs background checks before placing children with sponsors, and notifies state governments before sending children to those states, the bill's sponsor said. The already challenging reality migrant children face, oh, these poor migrants, they're not migrant children. This is being dumped on us. These are other people's responsibilities being dumped on the American nationals. It is not our responsibility. Take your kids home. Take your fucking country back if you got the balls, and make it a place where your kids can live. It isn't our responsibility. They are challenging migrant children facing in being made even more difficult and too often more dangerous, said the panel's top Democrat, Senator Tom Carper of Delaware. This simply doesn't have to be the case. And as this legislation demonstrates, the solutions have to be partisan. And there's going to be a lot more contracts, a lot more money spent taking care of these fucks from down in Honduras and Guatemala. And El Salvador, you see, your people are responsible for it. You get ready to live for your children to have less so you can take care of the fornications going on in other countries. This last one real quick. 3D, and this ain't no surprise, creator of 3D printed gun facing sex assault charges now in Taiwan, police say. This is from Statesman. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. 2:30 p.m. update. Austin police are working with international authorities to bring Cody Wilson, an Austin man, at the center of the debate about 3D printed guns back to the country from Taiwan to face a sexual assault charge filed in Travis County on Wednesday. Wilson's last known location was the Taiwanese capital of Taipei. I can't say it. Austin police commander Troy, the commanding officer's name is Troy Officer. I thought that was amusing. Said Wilson missed a scheduled flight back to the United States and is thought to have left the country after a friend of the 16-year-old sexual assault victim told him that police were investigating him. Officer, now they just spend a lot of time talking about child trafficking. You don't think they set this guy up, do you? I mean, this girl in here, she fucked him for $500. Yeah, you don't think that you're in Austin, Texas. You don't think they have a dirty street down there? Where every day, even people working at the state house, probably the most part, go down there and get them 16-year-old girls to fuck for $500. This guy was stupid. Police do not know why Wilson went to Taiwan, only that he frequently travels there for business, officers said. Wilson had been entered into a national law enforcement computer for sexual assault of a child, officers said. Earlier, Cody Wilson, an Austin man whose fight over 3D printed guns thrust him into the national spotlight, faces a charge of sexual assault, according to an arrest affidavit filed in Travis County District Court on Wednesday by a district attorney, not filed by any kind of American national. This guy is an administrative admiralty court. That this guy here isn't in military. Quite frankly, everything they're doing to him is illegal at this point in the ballgame. The affidavit said a counselor called Austin police on August 22nd to report that a girl under the age of 17 told her she had sex with a 30-year-old man on August 15 and was paid $500. You don't think there was some kind of, you know, like somebody picked up a prostitute on a side street and these son of a bitches is following this guy everywhere he fucking goes because he's making 3D printed guns. They've tried, you know, the federal government's after you. Every son of a bitch in the world's after you. And you, well, this guy was a damn fool, forgot for sure. Yeah, I mean, probably he'd been going down there for years and picking up, you know, are you 18? Yeah, get in. How much? $500? What, how much? What do you want? Well, okay, $500. But now this is poor victim, this poor child. You know how that works, people. I mean, they've been using this at every goddamn angle, haven't they?
Henry?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question. Where did the authority come in for the state to set, you know, whether somebody is, you know, underage to have sex? They don't even have that authority, do they?
They do not. The parents would be, I mean, if, you know, somebody come in, you know, had sex with your daughter and, you know, say she's 12, 13 years old and you wanted to take her, you know, did somebody, you know, he'd, you know, maybe got her drunk or, you know, when she wasn't under your care, you know, she slipped off or what might have you, it would have to be a personal prosecution. I mean, in Mississippi, I think in Mississippi, you could get married when you're 12 fucking years old, you know. It's all arbitrary. That's what I'm saying here. And the state never had no authority to make any kind of laws concerning any of this shit. The child is in charge of the parent until the child becomes of maturity. Then they get their inheritance that is theirs. They become 18 and their inheritance that is the United States becomes open to them because they can prosecute their own lives. Now, it could go to court and you could argue that my daughter wasn't old enough to make this decision. She isn't at maturity. And you could prove it by saying she doesn't even know what the fuck's going on in this court. How in the hell could she know what her rights are? Or she's under my protection. I'm charging this guy. Usually in the old days, you know how this worked, Katie, man. God damn it. They try to make, I mean, the royals intermarry. They marry their cousins and everything. And it's something we should worship, just like their goddamn money. But, you know, back in the hills, back in the days, I mean, just go back in history and look. To get married at 12 years old was nothing. I mean, it was,
yeah.
And to marry a 50-year-old man when you're 12 years old was nothing. It wasn't nobody's goddamn business, but between the parent could have, now that parent, until that child had become of the age of maturity, if the child wanted to break away from the parent, in fact, they could file the paperwork in court and say, man, I don't want them exercising any authority over me. I understand my rights. I understand how to prosecute my life. I understand how to take control of my estate. Then they could emancipate themselves if their parents just didn't want to let them go.
Well, but back in the old ancient days, at the age of 13, they were trained to be self-sufficient, raise their own livestock, raise children, and actually, you know, at a point when there was so much land, they would just kick them out. It's like, okay, you've been trained, you had to do this, you know, do that.
Yep.
Now get out.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly, man. Exactly. And now you see the people. There's somebody, 30-year-old suing his parents to stay in their house. I mean, this is how far off the reservation we've gone. People got married. I mean, people got married young. It was usually, you know, the boy, he would be, you know, 18, 20 years old, because you had to be old enough to work and take care of a goddamn, you had to build a goddamn cabin, you had to be able to take care of a family. But the girls at 12, 13 years old, you know, when they became physically women, I mean, it was an unusual law because the lifespan was so short. And even a guy that got married at like 18 or 20 years old, he'd be expected to go through one, two, or three wives because they just worked themselves to death. That's how hard people had to work back in them days. So all of this is just complete rubbish. This guy was set up by the federal government. I have no doubt about it. And they followed. No, this guy didn't occur to him that they might be following me around every fucking where I go. And I better watch what I do. I know I've been for the last 10 years going down here and for $500, I'm, you know, getting laid here. But maybe I better back away from that while they're trying to destroy me, trying to put me in prison. And that's exactly what, that's all I see here. I mean, she took the 500, didn't she? Did she run right down and call the cops? No. She took the 500, and it didn't really become an issue until this guy's started releasing those files on how to make those guns with those printers. Now, did it? But that doesn't matter anyway. There is no goddamn law. Anyways, We have made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just remember that none of this is real. And I mean, that's all we have to realize as a people. This is all illegal. This is like Walmart taking over the goddamn country, and Walmart starting to tell you, you know, this is what our policy is, and this is how you're going to live. Fuck you, Walmart. That is The Word from the Trenches.